News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We now know that more than 80 people have died on Irish roads so far this year. It's the worst record in over a decade. We also read on the front of the Irish Times today that the RSA, the Road Safety Authority, is pushing for emergency legislation to double the number of penalty points given to drivers for speeding and mobile phone use. It also wants laws to accelerate the application of multiple penalty points for those caught committing multiple road offences. Leo Leggio, Vice President of the Irish Road Victims Association, do you agree with this call from the Road Safety Authority?
Absolutely, Shane. We in IRVA have been screaming for this for the last couple of years now, and it needs to be brought in straight away because it's just gone crazy out there.
Some people will say a doubling of penalty points would mean, for example, so if you did two relatively minor speeding offences, you'd be off the road, and that's too harsh a penalty. That would be the argument against it.
They can have all the arguments they want, but people are dying on the roads. If over 80 families have lost loved ones already this year, if you don't want to get the penalty points, stick to the speed limit. And there is already an allowance out there built into the speed, the cameras and into your car. So there's no such thing as a minor breach. Every kilometer over the speed limit in danger is more likely to cause more serious injury.
Yeah, as we know, 81 people have died on the road so far this year. 137 motorists arrested over the bank holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. Now, that's only up until early Sunday for drink and drug driving. Your response to those figures?
Doesn't that just show that people just don't give a damn? Because if there was 137 caught and many weren't caught, they have no fear. They've no fear of being caught and have no fear of being punished when they are caught.
Yeah, we were chatting about this earlier on the show, Leo, and I was thinking the one thing that really struck me over the weekend was it was an anecdote coming from an Garda Síochána. Somebody caught driving at 180 kilometres per hour in a 100-kilometre-an-hour speed limit.
Yeah, and people like that should have an immediate ban. Never mind the double penalty points. When you're driving that much over the speed limit, it should be an automatic ban.
Just take them off the road.
And that motorcyclist as well. Like, I live up in Wicklow. I live on that Blessington Road, and I see the number of the motorbikes flying and the cars flying up and down that road, and it's absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy.
We've had the former Transport Minister Shane Ross on the show a couple of times in relation to this, and his argument is there is not the political will at the moment to tackle this issue. He says every time he tried to bring forward legislation, there was opposition to it. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, 100%, because you have certain TDs in there that want to blame everything else under the sun except the driver. Like, it's the bushes, it's the hedges, it's the deer, it's the road conditions. If the road conditions are bad, you drive appropriately. Yes, there are some dangerous junctions out there and they need to be addressed. But come on, hedges and deer killing people on the roads.
So do you think this is just about us looking in the mirror as a people?
We have to take responsibility ourselves as well. Like, the guards can't be everywhere and the government can't be holding our hands every time we go out on the roads. We have to take responsibility. Like, those 137 people that were caught drink driving, they're just ignorant, selfish people, and I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. And whatever penalties they get, they should be severe and there should be no mercy. They should be made an example of for other people to see, look, you can't do this anymore. People are dying. People are losing people they love. And it's just not right and it's not fair.
Leo Leggio, Vice President of the Irish Road Victims Association, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.